Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, and I think you will find it very, very intriguing, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Minister Jimmy Gaston, welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Good to be here.
Glad to have you with us. I am anxious and excited to share some information from Jimmy with you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly.
Glad to have you with us.
I am anxious. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. I guess I should have hit my soundboard, right? I forgot about that guy.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Every once in a while, the guy's got to get their 2 cents in, right? Just remember, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. Checking out the celebrations of the day. We'll look at all the... I'd love to start every day with a nice little celebration. Today, we got a whole lot of them. National Good Samaritan Day. Remember that one. I like that one. There's several others. National Canine Veterans Day. National Earmuff Day. I don't think we need that one in California. National Coconut Tort Day. Having beaten anorexia, anything that goes with food, I'm generally anxious to think about that one. Now we'll just stick with Good Samaritan Day. I think that's the best way to be. Do something nice for somebody today. How about it? You could even go and join our Girl Scout cookie drive, the triple play from Ron Siegel Radio. Actually, I don't know. We might have to call it a quadruple play now. The local Girl Scout chapter, we're going to go over there and buy a bunch of cookies from them. They're actually going to deliver them to the Orange County Family Justice Center. So we don't have any calories. That's part of it. And anybody that goes on and buys 5 boxes today, $25, we're going to put them in a raffle for a Starbucks gift card. So if you want information on how to send money to us, just, you know, you can Facebook instant message me, text me, email me, whatever you like. But that's just being a good Samaritan, looking out for the Girl Scouts. The local troop will do well. And over there at the Orange County Family Justice Center, bring a little brightness over there as well. Let's look at the markets this morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's been a roller coaster of the day. When I started looking at the markets, the pre-opening this morning, very, very early in the morning, it was still dark out. Of course, due to the daylight savings time, it's dark kind of late, isn't it? But the market was up about 150 points. Then we saw that the president is replacing Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. We'll talk about that in a minute. But the market went to being up about 50 points. In the pre-market opening in the futures, market opens, goes up about 150 points. And right now, as we are chatting, the market's down about 106 points. So a little more volatility right there. We're looking at the oil prices. Once again, we do that every morning. Oil is down 66 cents a barrel. I am not going to tell you what's happening on gasoline here in Taxifornia. If you want to check that out, right there on AAA.com. You can check it out right there on Taxifornia has AAA has all the gas prices all the time. So you can check them out for yourself. That's where I get my information from to share with you on a regular basis. Then we look at the rates. What's going on? The U.S. 10-year Treasury down a little bit. I shared with you on Friday. If you're listening to us on Thursday, I told you to be very, very careful of Friday. And the reason I knew to be very careful of Friday is the markets always, always overreact. So we had this great jobs report. That's to be expected. We're going to forecast that as well. Not as good as it was, but we did forecast a very, very strong jobs report. But I told you the markets always overreact. When the markets always overreact, that means do not participate. So if you were looking at doing some investing, Thursday would have been a good time. Friday would be the day to back out of the market, do absolutely nothing. And then you would watch because the bond market, if you're looking at a 30-year fixed rate loan, the bonds actually took a big, big drop on Thursday, on Friday. It makes sense. Well, yesterday the bonds were up. Today the bonds are back up again. Every time the bonds are up, that means that the rates are down. There's an inverse relationship. It's mathematics. So it's not just something that I think is going to happen. It's math. So the Fannie Mae 30-year fixed rate bond now up 8 basis points. It was up yesterday as well. And we did see a bit of a ceiling there on the U.S. 10-year Treasury yield, not the price of that bond, but the yield. We've seen a bit of a ceiling right around the 2.9, 2.91 area. So that might be a little bit of a resistance point for us to watch on the 10-year Treasury. Who is benefits and who really cares about the 10-year Treasury? Well, that's the one our senior citizens live off of. So that's a very, very important factor. Seniors, they need to have their money put into fixed rate instruments, something that's going to be consistent. What do we have that's very, very consistent? The only thing that we can have, anybody in finance can ever say is guaranteed. If you ever hear somebody say something's guaranteed, that means they're not giving you quite the full story, because the only thing that we can ever say is guaranteed in finance is a U.S. Treasury bill, because the government can just print more money. As of right now, that's never defaulted. So when you look at that, that's where seniors put a lot of their very, very secure money, the money that they're going to need to live off of. I suggest 2 years worth of money be right there. 2 years, that way, if the market goes up, the market goes down, you're not having to deal with the market to sustain yourself. The idea here is you deal with these issues in a manner where the professionals are giving you guidance as to what makes sense for your particular situation on a specific day. So if the market is up, your advisor might say, hey, let's sell a little bit. If the market's down, your advisor might say, let's buy a little bit. But you're not forced to do it in order to make the rent or to go buy groceries. So that's why you want to have a couple of years worth of money set aside. Now, if you're looking for the next 3 to 5 year money, and we're going to be doing an event next week, I believe it's next week, with Todd Halterman, 6% yield that is very, very safe and secure. And don't tell him I told you, because he's the financial advisor. It's his license. I don't have one. But so don't tell him that I, just between you and me, they got about 20% return on that investment last year. But 6% is the annual yield. They send you a check every month on that one. So you may not even need to dip into that 2 year savings. Moving right along, what else is happening in the news? Well, it's a busy, busy news day. Unbelievable. I know that President Trump is anti-woman. And I know that because I listen to MSNBC and the Cannabis News Network and ABC and CBS. But can you believe it? He named a lady to be the first ever head of the CIA today. I wonder how that works. I wonder how that's going to flow. What is going to be the issue that the media is going to come out with today? How are they going to spin that? Well, Rex Tillerson going to be going back to his private life. I don't know if he's going to go back to running ExxonMobil again. Did a wonderful job in this transition period for the president. But Mike Pompeo moving over to be Secretary of State. We'll see what that does to the markets. They're very, very, they've been volatile for the last few weeks. President on his way to the lion's den right now. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens. He's coming to California now. I don't think Maxine Waters is going to be greeting him. Just a thought right there. She probably will not be there to greet the president, but that's just supposition on my part. But he's going to come out here. He's going to check out the wall down or some prototype wall programs in San Diego today. Then he's coming to, I hate to say this, some of you are not going to be very happy with me, but he's coming to Beverly Hills. Now, thank goodness he's just going to fly over Orange County, not for any reason other than the fact that whenever any president comes to a location, traffic becomes a nightmare. So thank goodness he's going to Beverly Hills to do his fundraiser, not going to come see us here in Orange County. And boy, that'll be another area. I mean, going to see the holier-than-thou community of Beverly Hills. That'll be another fascinating one. We're going to talk a lot about some of these issues. We're going to get back to the markets. And we've got a fascinating discussion today, defending the faith conference. We're going to talk about that. Now, I don't get into I do talk politics, and I'll share some of my religious opinions. But we've got the expert here with us, and we're going to learn from Jimmy Gaston today. We're also going to talk about how you can save for a down payment faster, tips for improving your credit. This is Credit Awareness Month. And we'll figure out what else we're going to talk about as the morning progresses. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, you're not going to be very happy, but you can get the replay, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs, the products for you. And they are the only one that I know of that has the Fast Pass loan approval, which might save you $10,000 to $50,000 on the purchase of a new home. And hey, don't tell them I told you this. If you call the Aliso Viejo office, tell them Ron said they're going to waive all your lender fees. It's just between you and me. So don't tell them, don't tell anybody else about it. Just a thought for you. So the markets this morning, we are watching those for you in the Mortgage Minute. Stocks, very volatile, down. Bonds moving higher this morning. One of the main stories that will likely capture the headlines, obviously, is the Rex Tillerson departure from the Secretary of State being replaced, hopefully, or proposed by the president, by CIA Director Mike Pompeo. Bonds reacted favorably to the news, as you would expect with uncertainty, but stocks also seem to be shaking off the story. See what happens there. The Small Business Optimism Index from the National Federation of Independent Business showed that optimism among small businesses rose to the highest level of optimism in 34 years. You got to love that idea. Owners are spending capital with a 22% of the businesses surveyed planning to raise worker compensation, and 66% reported capital outlays. Think the tax bill might be working? Don't tell that to some of our elected officials here in Southern California. The report shows us that small business owners are optimistic, ready to hire qualified workers, and prepared to raise wages. The Consumer Price Index measures inflation on a consumer level, showed that headline inflation rose 0.2% in the month. The core rate, which strips out food and energy, also rose by 0.2%. Year-over-year basis, headline inflation rose from 2.1% to 2.2%. There's a yawner for you. While core inflation remains stable at 1.8%. I'm not going to get into all the weeds of it because you don't care. And that's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So let's chat a little bit. You know, I find an opportunity, and I've said this many, many times off air. I don't say it too often on air. But when you have a opportunity, when you're given an opportunity to have a megaphone, and I call our platform here on our broadcast partners, affiliates, our YouTube channel, our Facebook channel, an opportunity to share. And you have to be, I think, you know, maybe I'm all wet, I'm old fashioned, but you have to take that responsibility very, very seriously and with a lot of humility. And I do that every day. I'm very, very honored that you listen to me. And you, I know you could spend your time right now any place you want to, but you're here. And I appreciate that. One of the things that we've been getting away from in our society a little bit is taking those God-given gifts that we have and really saying thank you and using them for what society feels is good. And this morning, we're really lucky to have, I feel lucky, Jimmy Gaston is with us. You've been on with us before.
Right.
Minister, preacher, and you've got a new conference, maybe not a new conference, but you've got a conference going on, Defending the Faith Conference.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about it.
We did this last year, with a more intense schedule. This is at State College Boulevard Church of Christ, 311 North State College in Anaheim. The program last year was a whole lot longer. This one, there's a varied schedule. Folks can check it out at State College Boulevard Church of Christ.org, BLVD for Boulevard.
Okay. Otherwise, I'd have to spell all that.
That's right. That's right. We began the conference on Sunday morning. I was doing the speaking for the first two sessions. And then Sunday night, we had one fellow who's a school teacher, another who's an administrator, that were looking really at some of the focus that we're finding coming into our school classrooms that is really anti-God, anti-Christian. And not only are our kids having to deal with that, but even our school staff is being taught how you deal with those. Come to them with things that are really anti-biblical, anti-God, anti-Christian. Last night, we looked at how do I help my kids deal with, you know, the lesbian, the LGBTIA.
The whole alphabet we're getting in
the
there.
The whole alphabet, you know, alphabet soup that we're getting into. And a lot of this is the subtitle of the conference is Speaking the Truth in Love. There are those who just get angry at things that they don't agree with. Well, Christians don't do that. Christians should not do that. True Christians do not do that, as we were discussing earlier.
Sure.
Those who understand that that God made us and wants us to deal with each other respectfully, understand that you deal with those things in love.
I wonder if there's any correlation. You know, I don't know the answers. I just throw questions at sometimes to ponder. But the correlation of when some of the religious aspects left the schools and more of the violence that we see in schools, is there a correlation there?
I think there's a correlation, but it's been a long time coming. And to a great extent, the Christian community, the Jewish community, the God-believing people in our country have sort of stepped back and just let some things happen that shouldn't. I mean, this goes back to the Scopes trial. I mean, when was that? The 20s?
Okay.
and the introduction of the idea of evolution, and then as being taught as a theory, because prior to that, people simply accepted in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
Sure.
That's just what was taught. Schools began in church buildings. And then as things progressed, I hate to use that word progress because I think it's the opposite, they've taken on a different life of their own. And then you come to Madeline Mary O'Hare, who wanted prayer kicked out of schools. You shouldn't be able to pray. You shouldn't be talking about God, and there certainly shouldn't be an emphasis on God. And this salute to the flag, you know, and in God we trust, all those things need to be set aside, and none of that. Our kids shouldn't be exposed to that. So I think a big part of that has contributed to where we are today. We've gone, though, from the advocates of those things being somewhat quiet. There's, as you and I talked earlier, there's always been that vocal few that seem to get a lot of change made. And then there's some supporters of that. But then the majority of us just sit back and say, well, you know, that's the way they are. But today, there's almost an evangelistic movement toward anti-God, anti-Christian bias, which is unfortunate. So we felt moved to conduct this conference again. Today's topics, we don't start until 1:30 today. Tomorrow and Thursday, it's a full-day schedule, starting at 10 on Wednesday and 9 on Thursday, I believe it is.
So I'm looking at one of your topics here for today, and I love this topic, an examination of atheism, humanism, materialism, scientism, and physicalism.
Yes, there's lots of isms.
Lots of isms in there. And, you know, I have no problem with somebody that wants to be atheist. My issue is, why can't I believe the way I believe?
And it'd be okay.
And it'd be okay just as well.
Right. And there'd be a mutual respect there.
Right.
Right. And there are those who very thoughtfully have decided there is no God. Now, I believe the evidence is to the contrary. And part of what Jason will deal with, Jason's a preacher, works to support himself, is not supported by church funds, really heavy into philosophy, which is really where this comes from. These are not scientific things. These are philosophies. And so he looks at these from the background of how they developed, and then looks at more of a biblical approach to them. So that's all in an hour. And we're also studying from the Gospel of Luke a little bit. So the next two sessions are out of the book of Luke. And then tonight's session's 2 hours. And one of these is a school administrator dealing with how the schools present Darwinian evolution in the classrooms, and then a preacher who's a dad, and he's going to look at it from the biblical perspective. And then we do some more things during the day with
Well, before you go too far on that, though, do we get into the idea of, you know, when you talk about from the schools, because the schools, you know, seem like they're becoming more and more of, I don't know the right terminology, they're really advocates of whatever the, you know, the society is, as opposed to they're taking the lead of what we should be believing,
yeah,
as opposed to parents taking the lead and the school being a supporting foundation.
Correct.
Do they talk about, is there a conversation about that and what we as parents might be doing to either support the schools in this, what I call a flawed path, or try and get them onto the right path?
Well, I think both are involved. The first thing that parents should be doing, in my judgment, is get back to basics with your kids. If you believe the Bible to be the word of God, then teach your children the Bible. You know, the very first pages of the Bible, God created everything. And then the pinnacle of creation was man, male and female. And he said, that's very good. Boy, if we had that concept down and our kids understood that they're male or female, that would solve a lot of some of our current gender identity issues.
We have a lot of problem in Oregon, though, because you can't say that you're a male or a female, right?
That's
there's
right.
Eight different options. And I thought, you know, even though I'm a little overweight here, but I thought if you look down, you can figure out which one you are. Right? I mean, I thought that was pretty simple.
That should have been pretty simple.
We're going to continue our conversation with Jimmy Gaston when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're also going to chat a little bit about how you can save money for a down payment. We might even get into that a little bit tomorrow as well. And it is Credit Awareness Month, so we'll talk about some tips for improving your credit, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio Text Toolkit.
toolkit to 79564. Get the ultimate home finance toolkit. That would be the mortgage calculators that'll also have in there the home affordability worksheet and access to how you can get real-time interest rates. You can save for a down payment faster than you think. Saving for a down payment is often the biggest hurdle for a first-time home buyer. Depending upon where you live, median income, median rents, and home prices all vary. So we set out to find out how long it would take to save for a down payment in each state. Using data from the United States Census Bureau and Zillow, we determined how long it would take nationwide for a first-time buyer to save enough money for a down payment on their dream home. Long-standing rule that a household should not pay more than 28% of their income on their monthly housing expense. This rule was not made in California, I can promise you that. By determining the percentage of income spent renting in each state and the amount needed for a 10% down payment, we're able to establish how long in years it would take for an average resident to save enough money to buy a home of their own. According to the data, residents in Ohio can save for a down payment the quickest in just under 3 years. I shared a map showing how long it takes. California, are you ready for this one? This is a scary statistic. According to all this data, they're talking about 21.69 years.
Wow.
Yeah, not exactly. But what if you only needed 3%? And we know that you can do that. That cuts California down to 6.5 years, still a long time. But here's what I'm going to suggest to you. Get in the game. Find a way to get in the game. Talk to your parents. Talk to your grandparents. See what you can save up on your own. And then talk to our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage and find out. Don't listen to the news. Don't listen to the media. Don't listen to your friends. They all mean well, I hope. But here's the issue. Talk to somebody who has a vested interest in helping you get what you need, get your own home. You're paying somebody's rent. You're paying somebody's mortgage. It's either you're paying your mortgage or somebody else's when you rent a home. So get in the game, even if it's not the exact home you want, but build up to it. Life was, you know, the world wasn't created over, well, maybe it was created overnight. But, you know, our finances, we have to work on those for a lifetime. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text toolkit to 79564. Get that ultimate home finance toolkit. And we are chatting this morning. Jimmy Gaston is with us. He's a minister at Church of Christ on State College Boulevard in Anaheim. They've got a big conference going on right now, Defending the Faith Conference. And we're talking about some of the issues. I chat about some of these items in my opening monologue in the mornings. And, you know, it's fascinating to me how we talk about progressing, but I think that just means we turn the page on the calendar. I don't think we're really progressing in our society and taking more responsibility in our society. What I look at is, how do we really grow? And by abdicating our responsibility, you know, it's very, very easy to have kids. In fact, it's pretty pleasurable sometimes even to have kids. But then you've got the next, and I am not a fan of saying that you've got 18 years after that, because I don't think until we go back to the earth, we ever stop being a parent. My oldest is 28.
Still a parent.
This morning he and I sat and had a very, you know, a personal conversation. Right? Came to me for advice. I'm 55, and I go to my mom and talk to her. I wish I could talk to my dad still. Right? We don't stop those things. So, you know, we can't abdicate that as a responsibility. I want to be friends with my kids, but is it wrong that I say that, you know, I'm a friend second and I'm dad first?
No, that's exactly right. I'm not sure that we ever get away from being parents. The roles change because we want our kids to take more responsibility later in their life. But it would just be an abdication of responsibility to think that my 3-year-old or my 6-year-old or my 8-year-old is going to be able to handle things when they're 15, or they can handle something at 15 that they should be able to handle at 25. If I'm not providing the foundation for them, then they're going to be in trouble. It's very interesting, Ron, if people would read the first 9 chapters of Proverbs in the Bible. Amazing, amazing material. I'm doing a series of sermons through the Proverbs. The first 9 chapters are all about wisdom. When you get to chapter 10, it begins little snippets, one-liners, but the first nine chapters describe wisdom. If we would sit with our kids and read through that with them and help them recognize God's word said this a long time ago, I've lived it. This is true. This is really real. This is how the world is. This is how life is. We would give our kids a head start in wrestling with some of the issues they're going to deal with their entire life.
Some of the things I wonder, you know, and what you're saying there makes so much sense, because we're throwing things at our kids that I think we shouldn't be throwing at them at the ages we're throwing them at them now.
Correct. Very much so.
We had help. I think when I was in high school, what we called our first year of high school, which was 10th grade, half the year was health, which dealt with reproduction and the issues thereabout. And the other half of the year was driver's ed.
Right.
And you had to go to both.
Right.
I was listening just recently, and I heard that a 12-year-old girl can say that they don't want their mother in the doctor's office with them.
Right.
Where in the world does a 12-year-old have that kind of responsibility or knowledge?
We have empowered them by allowing somebody in our public school system to be with them in that in lieu of the parent. And so, unfortunately, there seems to be a movement, and I hate to just be aiming at the educational community, but the movement seems to be that we know what's best for your child and you don't. And so we're going to enable them to do things that we think are more appropriate for them. And it doesn't matter that we've got some teachers in the classroom with an agenda to push to promote that. And now we're going to enable them to act out on those things. And parents not only are oblivious, but we've got school staff that's being coached as to how to keep the parents in the dark. We were talking before we went on the air about it's in the Anaheim City School District. They just finished or are still in the process of having an organization come in to train staff, all staff, maintenance crews, librarians, whoever. If a child, and this is not the norm, this is very few children go through this, but if Johnny is thinking he's Jenny today, or has decided that at the first of the year, and the parent may not know about that, then teachers are being coached and others are being coached how to protect that child, because they're afraid that the parents might overreact and do something they shouldn't do.
And aren't we supposed to be guiding our kids? Aren't we supposed to be teaching our kids? And how else do they learn these things if it's not from the parents?
Parents need to be more proactive in, first of all, knowing their kids. You know, training a child in the way he should go is learning about that child. It's knowing the word of God, too. But knowing that child and how the child is going to deal with all these things that are going on in life. They're bombarded in the media with all kinds of departures from normalcy. And then there's the enablers who want to say, well, the departure from normalcy is okay, because if that's what you want to be and that's what you want to do, we're going to help you in that. And we know that your parents might not agree, so we'll just keep that between us. And that's unfortunate. It's wrong, first of all, for anybody to think that they can be a substitute for a parent, a real parent. If a parent has a problem, let's deal with the parent.
Sure.
Let's not enable the child to rebel against their parents by doing something they know parents would not approve of.
Isn't it surprising that you have a school system that teaches a child how to either rebel against their parents, mm-hmm. or go on their own, and then they want to know, what did the parents do wrong when the child does that at the school?
Right. They rebel against the school authority. Then they rebel against civil authority, and then they get in trouble with the law. And then, well, where were the parents in all this? Well, that's a good question, but remember how much time our kids are in school and then how much time we have with them to teach them and train them. We've got to be really on top of those opportunities we have with them. As you were saying, you still have those conversations with your kids, regardless of their age, but especially in those formative years, be reading to them from the time they're born, and give them good, solid things that they can live with.
Listening to Ron Siegel Radio. When we come back with Jimmy Gaston, we're going to talk, what are some of the solutions? How do we deal with this? Now that we maybe, or we've tried to bring some light to the issue, you know, I don't like to just bring light to an issue and say, okay, well, there's the issue, and not bring some sort of solution. So we're going to see if we can come up with some solutions with Minister Jimmy Gaston. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Will also talk about tips for improving your credit, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com.
you have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Tips for improving your credit. March is Credit Education Month. So I thought I'd throw five tips at you real quick before we go back and finish our conversation with Jimmy Gaston. Review your credit report is number one. You got to constantly be watching that because they're wrong. They make errors on there all the time. Review the report. Never miss a payment. I've shared that with you in the past. It's real simple. Nowadays, especially, go onto your online banking service and set up a payment that gets made right before your payment due date every single month and have it as a recurring payment. That way, if you're using the card during the month, you never miss. Keep credit card balances low. We've talked about that before. You want to try and keep your balance at the statement reporting date, not the due date, but the reporting date, below 30% of your available credit. And build credit history. I've had people come to me, want to buy a house, and they don't have any credit history, so they've got a poor score. You got to get that. And sign up for free credit score services. There's a lot of them out there as well. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll get you in touch with some of the right sources there as well. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We're continuing our conversation. We are speaking with Minister Jimmy Gaston this morning. Defending the Faith Conference is going on right now at Church of Christ, or not right now, but later in the day, Church of Christ on State College in Anaheim. And we're having a very frank discussion. I hope that a lot of folks will listen to what we're discussing, because there's a lot of people in our society that I think are taking a easy way out. And I don't say that lightly, because I really believe that, you know, we've got to a point where we look and say the government proven they are not capable of protecting us and of raising our kids. Look what happened in Florida. The government got every indication that there was a potential problem, yet the young man was, nobody took care of the young man. And then he goes off the deep end, and we wonder why. Well, maybe, bring it close to home, Fairview Hospital for Mentally Ill in Orange County is being converted to a homeless shelter. Where are the mentally ill going? Norwalk State Mental Hospital, same type of a thing where they've had these facilities. Well, we've stopped prioritizing that in our society. When are we going to get back to that? And we say, well, take the gun away. Well, the gun doesn't do anything. We have to start with ourselves and looking internally. So we've been talking about some of these different issues, not blaming, I know a lot of teachers, and I think there's a lot of teachers that are really good people, and a lot of them are extremely frustrated with the mandates that they get from the higher ups, wherever that is, either the unions, the state government. And you look at locally at these school boards and they say, well, we don't have a whole lot of control over curriculum. They've taken that out of our hands.
That's right.
And in a civil way, I think we've got to revolt, right? And take that back to our families.
I think you're exactly right. The sociologists call it backlash.
Okay.
You get to a certain point where you'll put up with so much and so much and so much, and then it's like this giant tsunami, and then you just fight back.
Do we end up going overboard then?
That's sometimes the danger, and that's one of the purposes of this conference is to remind us where truth is, but then also how do you deal with that? Do you get angry with it? Do you bully the bullies?
Okay.
We don't want to come across that way. That's not a godly way to deal with this. In the New Testament, Ephesians teaches us speak the truth in love, and we need to remember to do that. It's important for us to help our kids and help parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles help kids who are being bombarded with these things. Much like all of us are in one way or another. I mean, how many TV shows and movies do you go to where there's all kinds of things that are totally anti-God and anti-biblical being advocated as being totally fine?
And in the same movie, they're talking about robbing a bank and shooting somebody.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I think we're missing a point here.
And sometimes those are presented as wrong. And sometimes those are presented as, oh, that's just exciting.
Right.
What message are we giving? And so we need to be very aware of that. One of the reasons that we believe it's important for people to remember that God is, and that we didn't just come from slime in the sea, we're not just some product of a physical process, but there's a spiritual element behind it, is there are those who don't want to believe in God because they recognize if they believe in God, then they're going to have some accountability to God. And if I can convince myself that there is no God, then there's no accountability to him. And then it can be all about me. And what do we find in society today? It's all about me. I am worth it. Nobody is my boss. I'm my own boss. There again is another evidence of being anti-God. And I don't think some people even think about it that way.
Probably not.
But it really is an anti-God concept. We have to develop this understanding that God is, and then have reasons for believing that, so that when somebody comes up with some eight ball idea that is counter that, you have some factual information to help them deal with their disbelief.
So is the first step in solving this for us as parents to get our kids more involved in whatever their religious preference is and try and get the clergy then on board with, hey, you know something, let's teach that accountability?
I think it's very simple. Get them back to the Bible. Get them back to what the Bible teaches. You know, for years, that's basically what this country was established on, was biblical principle. And we've drifted.
and that's a shame.
Now we're motorboating away.
Right. And it's a shame because, you know, I've said this many times. I do a lot of community work. I think that that's our responsibility. All of us is to serve a little bit. And if everybody did a little bit of it, it would be even better.
Yes.
Right. But, you know, I have no problem with somebody, like we said in an earlier segment, that doesn't want to believe in God, doesn't want to believe in Christmas, doesn't want to believe in Hanukkah or whatever. But I have a problem is when they start chastising the person that does.
Right.
Right. Because then they're saying, hey, you know, I'm better than you because I know more than you.
Well, you need to respect me.
Right.
But there's not a recognition that there's a disrespect going the other direction.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's got to be that reciprocity. And if we would all start respecting each other, you know, we wouldn't have the issues that we have going on in a lot of the police departments. And you know, there's some bad eggs. I mean, I don't know where. I'm sure it's in the Bible somewhere about evil. Right.
Somewhere in there.
There are people that are that way. And, you know, something we need to try and help them whatever we can.
Right.
But we also want to say, you know, something, the vast majority of people are good people. And if we would all show some respect, and it starts, I believe, you know, and I'm old fashioned. You and I talked about this before we went on air, Jimmy. I'm old fashioned. Mm-hmm. Right. I believe it starts at home. And I believe it starts with dad.
Yes.
Dad has to have an iron fist. And if he doesn't, you know, and there's the respect of mom and dad, mm-hmm. right? But you have that iron fist so that the kids know that you got to show respect.
And that's not an iron fist of meanness. It's
right.
An iron fist based on loving a child and wanting what's best for the child. And what's best for the child is to learn basic truth. Again, we go back to Proverbs 1-9. Now, that's just one small part. But you get a lot of life lessons in there. And boy, if dad would take the time to read a few verses every night with his kids, five-year-olds can perfectly understand. We've got them in kindergarten. We know they can understand. They may not be able to read back to us, but some of them can.
Sure.
My five-year-old grandson is reading quite a bit right now. By the time he's seven, he'll probably outread me. We need to be reading to our kids, and we need to read some good stuff with them.
I think that's a big issue right there is we need to read to them because, you know, the schools all talk about this idea of reading for 20
yes.
minutes to your kids.
Yes.
But let's get into the idea of reading something to them that's going to be of value and help them to be better citizens down the road. I think it's a great information. If you want more information on this conference, it is running right now. Actually, it starts today at 1:30 or continues today at 1:30 tomorrow. It's a long process. It's at the Church of Christ, 311 North State College in Anaheim. Get some more information. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll give you that address. Or you can go instant message me if you're on social media, Facebook, text, and whatever you do, set that first radio preset button. to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items that affect your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember my motto, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.